Okay. Oyster Bays. Althis Hasik Bemitza Kele Kabo Pras. Altarchik Tirachik Minaveris in the Irish. Rakavod Meyahavo. So, the Mitzvah Meyahu writes that one of the problems we have in our generation is we skip steps. Like if a person would try to advance in math, you have to learn it in the right order because it's information that you need in the earlier stages of math, which will allow you to understand what's happening in the later stages. If a person jumps right away to algebra 3, he's going to have problems. Similarly, So what are Chazal saying? Chazal is saying that the correct way to get to Avodas Hashem is to start with Shlo Lishmo. La'olam yilmad adam. You should always do that. He's saying when people come along and say, it's a past minished that I should learn Shlo Lishmo. Because that's not such a chashuv thing. So I learn Lishmo. The problem is that the excitement of Lishmo hasn't developed in him yet. And he hasn't learned Shlo Lishmo, so he doesn't learn. Right, so he thought he was a great tzaddik by skipping the step, and he didn't recognize that there's Yetzirah inside of him, which needs to be addressed. And the correct way to address Yetzirah is by creating Shlo Lishmo. Rebbe brings in one place a quote. I remember it's either from the Shlor or from the Rambam. He quotes two pieces over there, once on the Shlor, once on the Rambam. I don't remember which one is which. But he quotes that he says, I'm going to teach you the Mahalach of Chinuch. You start with the child when the child's very young, so you want him to come and learn Torah, do mitzvahs, you give him, offer him a candy, something sweet. He gets a little bit older, and that's not necessarily going to entice him with sweet, so you offer him a little bit of money, a coin. Gets a little bit older, that's not going to excite him so much anymore, so you offer him, you know, if you learn well, you're going to get a good shidduch, you get a good wife. Gets a little bit older, so you offer him, you know, if you learn what you do with things properly, you'll get covered, you'll get a position. A person finally is matured, and he's like 60, 70 years old, then he'll learn Lishmo. That's what he writes. So we think the possible is we should learn Shlo Lishmo. And he's saying that this is the right way to be mechanic of somebody. Right? That we need to understand that this is something that if a person only learns because he enjoys learning, and therefore he only learns when he's in the mood to enjoy learning, there are times he's not going to learn. A person only comes to davening because he likes davening. There are times he's not in the mood, so he will come. A person understands that that if you come to davening every morning, he gets $50. So even in the morning he's not in the mood, he likes $50, he'll get out of bed. So, yeah, you should daven $50. No, the pshat is the $50 is a hechatimsa to help a person overcome the impediments which exist in life. So I'm not davening for $50. I'm davening because I'm davening. But the $50 is the hechatimsa to overcome the nisyonos which come along with it. Right? Person has a nisyon, he must do something improper. He says, you understand, if you do something improper, right, you lose $1,000 every time you do something improper. After two or three times, he's not going to do it anymore. But he's not. He's only refraining because of the. No, the pshat is he doesn't want to do the veir. Doesn't want to do the thing which is improper. The yetzahara. So yetzahara needs to be balanced. The balance is schar b'onish. Until a person can get to the point that he can create the balance without schar b'onish, a person must use schar b'onish. The Rosh Madrega is a very, very high Madrega.
What Madrega?
The Madrega that the Rosh is mentioning is a very high Madrega. I mean, so that's really not the Mahalach Avodah for where we're holding. I saw a picture like this. There's a story once with there's a story with the Rabbi Chaim Meisel. Rabbi Chaim Meisel was the Rav of a lodge in Poland. And the Rav, he was a very, very astute person, very on the ball, very, a lot of stories about his pichus and how he dealt with things, you know, he chap things. So there was this case which he was asked to deal with. The case went that there was a court case between the Jew and a non-Jew, and the Jew bribed the judge, and it was caught. So now the Jew is being, he's in trial for the fact that he bribed the judge, to be punished for the fact that he bribed the judge. So Rebbe Chaim came to advocate for the defendant, and he asked permission to speak, and the judge said he could speak, and he gets up, he says, "Your Honor, did you ever buy fresh fish that buy, you know, some of the market that buy by the river?" He says, "Yes, what does it do with anything? Just give, beep, beep, beep. Let me develop my thought." He said, "Yep." He says, "But the problem is, you know, it's not packed in anything. It's, you know, it's loose fish. So how do you get it home?" He says, you put it in the box." He says, "Well, how do you weigh in the scales? Do you weigh in the box?" He says, "So they're overcharging you because they're charging you for the box also." He says, no. He says, "Before you start, what they do is they put the box in on the scale by itself. They put some weights till it balances out, so they know that the scale is now balanced. Then they see how many weights are there. They add the fish and they add more weights. And they only charge you for the extra weights." He says, so sometimes the goal really is to balance the scale. And then you can proceed. He says, "The Jew wasn't bribing the judge." He says, "In our country, the king should live well." Right, you know. He said, "In our country, when the court case is a Jew and non-Jew, the judge always assumes the non-Jew is right. The Jewish are trying to balance out the scales, and now it should be a fair trial." That was what he said. So Rabbi Galinsky says over this story, he says he had a kasha. The Moral Kedushin says, if you meet the Manovel, you need to meet the Yetzirah, Mashkel the Beis Medrash, step into the Beis Medrash. He says, "I have a better idea, leave him outside the Beis Medrash. Why should I show up in the Beis Medrash?" He says, "No, that's not what Chazal was saying. Chazal was saying, I want you to know, outside the Beis Medrash, the Manovel wins. In Beis Medrash, it's an even fight. The goal is to get it to be balanced, like Rabbi Yochai said. First, we'll get a gal. Then we'll talk. You know, at least get it balanced first. So, Mashkei Beis Medrash is to make it balanced. You can't leave the Yetzer Hara outside. He comes in with you whether you like it or not. So, the goal which we have of the Shalom Lishmos, which we have, the goal isn't we're doing it because of the Shalom Lishmos. I mean, there's a Majangan person that does look at that also. The Shalom Lishmos are a way. So that's what Sal said. If you are even in Shalishma, Shem Chaim Balashana writes, it doesn't mean eventually you'll come to Lishma. While you're in the Shalishma, you will have a moment of Lishma as well. Once you start learning, you will enjoy the learning. But what's going to get you to base matters? Shalishma. Once you start doing the mitzvah of davening, you will enjoy the davening. You will be happy about davening. What's going to get you there is the Shalishma. But Shalishma, Balishma, in the middle of the Shalishma, you will have the Lishma. So the Russian Madrig over here that should only be Rakavod Mi'avo is way, way behind where we're holding. In a certain sense, we are able to get to that moment within the process. Once we use the Shalishma, if we use it properly, not that that's the final goal. Right? A person, you know, you go to camp, you know, and they tell the kids if they daven real loud, they get a soda, you know. The goal isn't daven, the goal is a soda, right? They ask one of the goal says he used to eat before davening. So they ask him, "Like, is it not eat before davening?" He says, "Yeah, that's true. I'd rather eat to be able to daven and daven to be able to eat." Right? So what's the goal? Right? So the goal is shalishma, it's not a problem. If the Shalishma is used as a tool to allow you to get the Shema, it's the Shkitre Vazach. That's what's writing. That's Adarab, but that's what you should be doing. And we're trying to do it without that, without creating motivations in the Shalishmas, etc., for the negative or the positive. We're not being honest with what our challenges are. We're not being honest with where we're holding. We're not going to be successful in the long run.